Welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. So this is the National Life Skills Academy, and we're talking today about allergies and anaphylactic shock. Think about the last time you shared food with somebody. Maybe it was a birthday cake, a bag of crisps passed around after football. Maybe it was a biscuit from a friend's lunchbox. Sharing food is one of the friendliest things human beings do. We do it everywhere in the world, in every culture, every single day. For most of us, it's completely safe. For some people, though, one bite of the wrong food can start a reaction that becomes a real medical emergency within minutes. So today, we're going to talk about allergies, what they are, why a new law in England is changing how schools and colleges handle allergies, and why this matters to you wherever in the world you're listening. This is not an episode designed to worry you, it's the opposite. By the end of these few minutes, you'll know something that could one day help you protect a friend, a classmate, do you know, or even yourself. Well, let's start with the basics. An allergy happens when your immune system, the part of your body that fights off illness, makes a mistake. It looks at something harmless like milk or peanuts or eggs and treats it like a dangerous invader. The immune system then attacks, and that attack is what we call an allergic reaction. For many people, the reaction is mild, just perhaps itchy skin or a red rash or a runny nose. Uncomfortable, but manageable. An allergy is not the same as an intolerance, by the way. If somebody is intolerant to a food, their body finds it difficult to digest and they may feel bloated or unwell. Unpleasant, yes. Dangerous, well, no, almost never. But an allergy is different, because for a small number of people, the immune system's reaction can be very strong, very severe. And this is called anaphylaxis. It affects the whole body and can develop within minutes. The airways, the tubes we breathe through, can swell and get very narrow, making it hard for us to breathe air in and out. The blood pressure can drop suddenly, making a person feel very dizzy, faint or confused. And there might be an obvious swelling of the lips or the tongue, a widespread rash on the body, on the skin, or people throwing up and vomiting. Anaphylaxis is always an medical emergency. It needs urgent treatment, usually with a medicine called adrenaline, given through an injector pen or a spray that many allergic people carry with them. You may have heard the names like EpiPen or Jext. Around 1 in 5 children in the UK has some form of allergic condition, and the pattern is similar in many countries. Almost every classroom in the world contains someone with an allergy, which means this is not a rare topic, it's an everyday topic. Now, let me tell you why the United Kingdom has changed the law. In 2021, a 5-year-old boy named Benedict Blythe was at school in England. Benedict had a known allergy to cow's milk. One day, by accident, he was given food containing milk. Benedict suffered a reaction, anaphylaxis, and despite the efforts to save him, he died. He was 5 years old, and his school knew about the allergy, so the systems that should have protected him didn't work. Benedict's parents could have retreated into their sorrow, but instead they spent the next 5 years campaigning, gathering thousands of signatures, winning support from doctors and charities and politicians, and asking one simple question: why is there no clear national standard for keeping allergic children safe at school? The answer arrived this year. So from September 26, every school in England must follow new rules known widely as Benedict's Law. Now, England, Wales, Scotland and Ireland are all trying to get this law brought in, but it's being brought in quicker and more immediately in England this September. Under these rules, every school must have a clear written allergy policy that anyone can read. Every member of staff, from teachers to caretakers, lunchtime supervisors, the bus drivers, must be trained every year to recognise an allergic reaction and respond to it. Every school must keep spare adrenaline injector pens on site and the new Uroneffy spray for the nose ready for an emergency. Every pupil with a serious allergy must have their own written health plan, so staff know exactly what that child is allergic to and exactly what they have to do. There are four main requirements. There needs to be a written policy, training, spare medicines in the school, and a plan for each child with an allergy. Simple, sensible, and for some children, life-saving. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's a law in England. I live somewhere else. Why does this matter to me? Here's why. Laws are local to where you live. Allergies are not. The peanut, the egg, the milk protein, they behave exactly the same way in every country. What Benedict's Law really represents is a set of good ideas about allergy safety. And good ideas travel internationally. There is a second reason, and it's about you personally. In any group of friends, any classroom, any sports team, someone probably has an allergy. They might talk about it openly. They might keep quiet about it. Because sadly, some people get teased about their allergies. And there's even a name for that. Allergy bullying. It's one of the most pointless and dangerous forms of unkindness that there is. Nobody chooses their immune system. So the question becomes, if a friend of yours started reacting to something they ate, would you recognise what was happening? Here's what to look for. Watch for swelling of the lips, the tongue, or the face. They're finding it difficult to breathe, they're wheezing or coughing, and that doesn't stop. Skin might become red, blotchy, or covered in raised bumps. They may be feeling dizzy or faint. Or a person suddenly becomes pale and confused. Maybe they start throwing up or vomiting after they've eaten. Any of those signs, appearing quickly after food, an insect sting or new medicines, could be anaphylactic shock. You do not need to be certain. You don't need to be a doctor. You just need to notice and to act. So what does it mean to act? What do I have to do? Well, there are four things, and none of them need special training. First of all, take it seriously. If someone says they're having an allergic reaction, believe them immediately. Don't wait to see if it improves on its own. With anaphylaxis, minutes matter. Second, get adult help and call for emergency care. Tell a teacher, a parent, any responsible adult nearby. Call the emergency service for your country. In the UK, that's 999. And say clearly, you think someone is having an allergic reaction, a severe allergic reaction. And thirdly, help them use their medicine. Many people with serious allergies carry an injector pen or increasingly a spray. If your friend has one, get them to it fast and help them. The pen is designed to be simple. You spray the nasal up in one nostril. The instructions are printed on the side. Adrenaline given early is the treatment that saves lives. Stay with them. Keep them calm. Keep them still. Don't let them stand up or walk around. Don't, because that can make things worse. Stay with them until help arrives. Try and lie them down in case they fall. Lie them down gently. Lift their legs if you can to put the feet on a chair. If they're having trouble breathing, maybe very slowly help them sit up a little to help them breathe. There is also a quieter everyday way you can help, and it might be the most important of all. Respect your friend's allergies. Never pressure anyone to try a food they've said no to. Never treat an allergy as a joke, and never ever trick somebody with food. What seems like a small game and a prank can genuinely put a life at risk. If you have an allergy yourself, tell your friends